Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my radio show, Love Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guest for today is Kristen Sharma. Kristen Sharma is the founder and president of Inspired, Inc., a training company that organizes life improvement and success events. She is also the owner of a spa and wellness company. She is a multiple award-winning entrepreneur who has dedicated all her projects to healing and inspiring others. As an accomplished lifestyle trainer, singer, and songwriter, Kristen believes music can transform people's lives. She believes in designing the life of your dreams, and she has done just that. Her work with thought leaders Anthony Robbins, Deepak Chopra, Louise Hay, Jack Canfield, Barbara DeAngelis, and Bob Proctor over the past two decades have brought her to her current work. Kristen is the founder of the Be Your Best Conference Series and Sparkle Retreats, which will be taking place in 2015 in Sedona, Arizona, one of the world's most beautiful and peaceful locations. Both programs are designed to inspire attendees to live life to their full potential in all areas and go for their dreams, while experiencing more success, love, passion, and peace. During the show, you'll hear a beautiful song by Kristen titled I Believe. To connect with Kristen Sharma online and learn more about her retreats and her music, please visit her website, www.kristensharma.com. That's KristenSharma.com. Welcome, Kristen.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you on my show today.
Yay!
Yay! You know, I'm not sure exactly how you found me, but I think it might have had something to do with the fact that I played a song you sang called Jerry's Song when I had Judy O'Byrne on my show. And I just love that song. It's just so beautiful. And then you had contacted me, and I took a look at your website, and I decided I definitely needed to have you on my show because you are someone who is a perfect example of living your music, and you're living it in so many ways.
Well, thank you so much. You know, life is short, and I feel that we're here to have a great time and make a difference all in one. And so I do my best every day to move forward in that direction, and I love to inspire others to do the same.
Oh, that's exactly how I feel. When I looked at your website and then later when I talked to you before, I thought, oh, my gosh, she is a kindred spirit for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's so funny because one of the pictures you have on your website is of Cheryl Richardson with you, and she's been an incredible teacher in my life ever since 1999. She came into my life with Take Time for Your Life.
Wow, long time ago.
Oh, yeah, it was when our son was 9 years old, and I'll never forget, Kristen, I was listening to the radio at 5 a.m. on a Sunday morning at our office, our design studio in Sausalito, working on the Kentfield School Directory, and she's talking about Take Time for Your Life. And I wasn't on my own to-do list at the time. So, you know, she's just been an incredible teacher and mentor and important person in my life. And that book, Take Time for Your Life, was just such a life changer for me. And she had suggested doing an affirmation every day, and I started writing this affirmation on Wayne Dyer's birthday in 2012. It says, I enjoy working in creative collaboration with like-minded people who are committed to healing the world with love, music, and joy. And
wow, looks like that has come true for you.
I know.
Yeah,
It's so amazing.
Affirmations are so powerful, I think. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know. And Cheryl had suggested to write it in your journal every day, and I've been writing it in my journal every day since then, and it's actually been, you know, that's the latest version of it. It started out a little bit shorter, but I realized that love, music, and joy were such an important part of it because healing the world is about love, and it's about music, and it's about joy. And the more I've done that affirmation, the more I keep attracting into my life people like you who are doing just that. And I just have to say that, you know, I really, really love your song, I Believe, that's on your website and that I'm going to be playing today. And would you tell us a little bit about that? Because I'd like to hear a little bit about it.
I would love to. It was a great experience, and it's a beautiful song. About 20 years ago, I was listening to the radio, and this song, I Believe, came on by Blessed Union of Souls, and the lead singer was Elliot Sloan, and it was one of my favorite songs. I played it over and over and over again. And then last year, when I was invited to write the theme song for the California Women's Conference, I noticed that Elliot Sloan was going to also be one of the performers at the event. I was going to be performing with my team, and he was going to be there. And so I had a goal that I just wanted to meet him. And luckily, that came true. I kind of manifested that. And he and I got to talking, and when I told him that I loved his song, you know, he was flattered. He said, boy, that never gets old. And so we got to talking, and we exchanged numbers. And I asked him, I said, would you ever be open to allowing someone to kind of use that song or the chorus in a remix of maybe a redo or something? And he said, yeah, I'm open to that. And I said, would you ever be interested in playing the piano on it? And he said, maybe. You know, I guess over the years of being an entrepreneur, I have this rule, feel the fear and do it anyway. You know, I was scared to ask, but, you know, as Jack Canfield says in his book, you know, you got to ask. So I asked, and sure enough, I was blessed to get up one morning and write new words, new verses to the song that kind of play off of the words to the old song, submitted them to Elliot to see if he would let me redo his song, and he said yes, and he loved everything so much that we agreed to do it as a duet, which was just a huge bonus for me. So we flew to Nashville and recorded the song at the Castle, which is just a beautiful world-renowned recording studio there, and had amazing musicians, and producer Matt Wilder did an excellent job. And we released the song, the new version, on World Peace Day in 2014. And within a very short amount of time, the video had gone, I wouldn't say viral, but it had thousands of hits right away. And since then, we have donated the song to a nonprofit foundation called the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation, which I'm very honored to get to be a part of. The founder of that nonprofit is doing amazing work, hoping to get lessons of kindness and compassion into every school across the country. So it's a great song with a great great energy around it.
Oh, it really is. And I love the video of the two of you recording the song that's on your website, on your About page. People can see that later. They can go to your website, click on the About Kristen tab, and there's a video there of the two of you recording the song, which is really wonderful. But there's also, there's also a video, though, that has images and words, and I love that. It's just so beautiful.
Not just the words of the song,
but the way that that was done with it, really, oh my gosh, it's just so special.
I'm so glad you like it. My amazing husband, who's very intelligent in the IT world, for the most part created that all on his own to go with the song so that we could donate it to the foundation. We just felt like having really great images that impressed upon people what we were hoping to, you know, shift in the world would become more apparent through a video like that. So both videos are available, and I agree with you. I like the one with the images a lot, too.
Oh, I like both a lot. I definitely do, and I've watched them several times, and I intend to do more.
Thank you.
But in the meantime, what I want to do now, though, is play the song. It's called I Believe. It's just over four minutes long, and after the song, I'd like to talk to you about it some more. So I'm going to start
great.
The song now.
Look into their eyes and just try to understand. Open up your mind and then open up your heart.
Kristen Sherman, Elliot Sloan. Oh my gosh, that song, Kristen, is so beautiful.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. It was a lot of fun to get to do that, and our intention was for those words to go out into the world and to get people thinking. You know, love is the answer, and you know, we all want to be loved. We all want to be good enough, and I think it would be lovely if we could all get along and have a little more peace on the planet.
Oh, I agree. I totally agree, because the thing is that I love that everybody's so different, and I don't, you know, I wish that more people could understand that it's really awesome that we're all different instead of wanting people to all be the same, you know?
Right. You know, I've owned a healing arts college for about a decade. A lot of the time we're teaching things about the body. And one of the things I used to teach my students that I loved is that even in the human body, there are all different parts. You know, the lungs never say to the heart, you know, why can't you breathe air like me? You know, and the heart never says anything to the lungs, you know, why can't you be more like me? They all serve a purpose. They all work together for the greater good of the whole. Even the
toenail, you know, if you've ever dropped something on your foot, that toenail isn't just sitting there doing nothing, it serves a purpose. And so if we could all just value one another and all do our job, I think life could be really, really fabulous. And life really is fabulous. A lot of it has to do with what we focus on. But I'm not a big fan of human suffering and people fighting and hurting one another. And so it's my hope that music can transform people's hearts and minds. You know, I like to joke, music even transformed the Grinch's heart 3 sizes. I really think music can, you know, shift a person's vibration and have them feeling happy. It's really hard to commit a violent crime when you're listening to a beautiful, uplifting, inspirational piece of music.
And yeah, and you were saying earlier that affirmations are really powerful, and they are, whatever, as Louise Hay loves to say, that anything we say is an affirmation, whether it's a positive one or a negative one. And so
yeah,
the more we can be saying positive affirmations, the better our life's going to be, and also the better the lives of those that are connected with us and around us are going to be. So I think we talked about before when I talked to you that music, though, with the words, creates an affirmation that people are able to listen to over and over again. And then you also
mm-hmm.
have, with the video that your husband created, the awesome video that he created for it, you're seeing all these wonderful images of people and animals together and all these other, I don't know, it just, seeing that we can all love each other and that love is the answer, it is totally, totally a wonderful thing. And there's also another video that I really liked on there called The Friendship Song, and that's really cool, too. Did he do the video for that?
Oh, thank you. You know, I actually did that one. He kind of did a little bit of it at the end for me, but I put that one together. That was a song I wrote many years ago after I attended my first Tony Robbins event. You know, if you've ever had a chance to go to some of these life growth events, you end up meeting so many amazing friends that you end
mm-hmm.
up having oftentimes for life. And it was just kind of my way of saying thank you to them. And so we recently re-recorded that. I wrote it many years ago, re-recorded
mm-hmm.
that and created a video for it and sent that out late last year and sent it to all my friends. So it has, you know, gone around the world. It's kind of neat.
Well, and the other thing I love about it, too, is it could be from anybody to their friend, you know, and any kind of
right.
friend. And you know, and I love that it has parents with children and it has animals with each other. And, it's, you know, it's just, I mean,
thanks.
They're all friends.
Well,
you know, our families
so many
can be our friends.
We had so many people forward that video. It was really fun. We had so many people forwarding that video to their friends and family members. It was quite an exciting thing to watch.
I can imagine. Now, you've also got some other exciting things coming up. And will you tell us a little bit about, first of all, you've got your book coming up and some events in Arizona. So you want to tell us a little bit about those?
Sure, sure. My company's name is Inspired Inc., and what we do is we help people feel inspired about life. I mean, we're here, so we might as well make the best of it. I guess that's kind of my philosophy. And so I am working on my book called Ignite Your Sparkle Now. Tips on creating the life of your dreams, even when, you know, life can be challenging. If you do these principles and on a regular basis follow these tips, it's going to be pretty difficult to feel anything but love and joy in your life. I'm also going to be releasing my new 2015 CD along with that. Those should be out in May. And then also we are going to be doing some retreats. We do life improvement retreats. One of them is called the Heart and Spirit of Success, and one is called Ignite Your Sparkle Now and Create the Life of Your Dreams. And those will be taking place in Phoenix and Sedona throughout the year. And it's just a lot of fun to see people attend and kind of have some aha moments and move towards creating the life that they would love to have versus one that maybe they just kind of ended up getting instead of, you know, designing that life.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, that's part of why I was motivated to write my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, is for the same reason, is because I see so many people out there that haven't learned these things. Tony Robbins also was a great teacher in my life, too. I haven't been to his events, but I've listened to his audios over and over, and I love his 30-day program. I did that years and years ago. And the thing is, though, is that, you know, we can all create a life that we enjoy, and it doesn't have to be something that's, people think, oh, living your dreams is, like, impossible, but no, it just means to really create a life that you enjoy living, don't you think? That's what I think.
I definitely think it's, you know, I have had years in my life early on where I wasn't living the life of my dreams. I was kind of living the life of someone else's dreams and kind of had some aha moments and made a shift. And, you know, my kind of rule of thumb is do what you love as often as you can. And I have found that when you do what you love and you're smart about it, you don't even have to worry about your financial situation. It just kind of comes. You know, when you're doing something you love, more than likely you're passionate about it and you're good at it, and that draws in that type of energy, which is oftentimes abundance and prosperity and just good things. And so I love seeing other people happy and feeling great. I have a bit of an empathic type of personality type, and I just love seeing people living it up, you know, it's great. And so anything I can do to help people create that shift is just a lot of fun. I love the title of your book, too. Yeah, The Art of Living That Dream
Living
Life.
A life
great.
Love. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know,
because
I didn't
it
get the title
an art.
Exactly
it's about
right. I apologize, but that whole concept.
Yeah, but it is. It's an art, creating it. It's about creating your life the way you want it to be and in a way that you enjoy. And that. So, you know, I just am so thankful that there's so many different people who have written books and so many people who create these events. And, you know, everybody says a lot of the things are similar things, but they're said in different ways with different stories, and so they appeal to different people. And that's one of the things I love, is that there's no competition, as Louise Hay has said. There's no competition because we're all unique and we all have our own ways of telling our stories and helping to inspire others and live our life. So, you know, it's just so awesome to be able to meet other people. Like you said, that's one of the greatest things about attending events, is that you meet like-minded people and like-hearted people at the event, and they can become friends and also people you work with as well.
Right. Yeah, it's great to surround yourself with like-minded people. You know, life can sometimes be challenging. We're getting, you know, struggles more and more, it seems like, based on client feedback, where they're really looking for a peer group that can keep them uplifted, moving in the right direction, and kind of hanging out with like-minded people. And I think that's one of the reasons people love one of our programs, where it's kind of a mastermind group. It lasts a year, and you get to hang out with the like-minded people. You know, you just create lifelong friendships that way, too. And like you said, you end up being, you know, working with each other, and it just can be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. You know, the time is just flying by, and I just wanted to say that next week on Wednesday, March 18th, 2015, my guest will be Paula Rizzo, and we'll be talking about her new book, Listful Thinking. I love the title, Listful Thinking. And we'll be talking about making lists and creating checklists and how it can help you enjoy your life more and be more successful in all areas of your life. And I'm really glad that I'm having her on the show, because it's gotten me to remember, Kristen, how much I have always really liked making lists, and I've kind of gotten away from that, or had gotten away from it. And I'm starting, just knowing she was going to be on the show, I booked her to be on the show a few weeks ago, has been gradually getting me to get back into making lists and checklists and having fun doing it as well.
I love making lists. I think it sounds like a great book also. I think making lists and then getting to check off what you got done and so on and so forth, it's something I've done for most of my life, and I know that when I remember to do it, life is far more fulfilling, it seems like. I agree. Lists are great.
Yeah, yeah. It's so funny how, you know, I'd kind of gotten away from doing them, and now this is getting me back into doing them, and I'm really glad. The thing is that, you know, we can make lists of questions, we can make lists of dreams and goals and all sorts of things, and I always like to ask during the show at some part during the almost the end of the show, which we're getting to now, all the people listening out there, what music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Mm-hmm. Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you out there listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. You know,
right.
Kristen, it is just such an amazing place that we have here, this planet. And the more, I believe, the more that, there's your song title right there, I believe the more, though, that we can choose love, that the more that we can create a place where it's a happy place for people. And like you were saying, one of the things that makes me happiest is when I see and hear other people and animals feeling happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with you. Me too. You know, life can really be magnificent. And I think that we kind of get to have control. You know, I believe that we get to choose what our perception is going to be here while we're here. And some choose, you know, we all choose differently. I personally prefer to choose the glass is half full route and, you know, just have a lot of fun. I have a smile on my face pretty much all the time. And not that I haven't had challenges in my life. I absolutely have had many challenges in my life. And I choose to learn from them. You know, what's great about this? What can I learn from this? And then you move on.
Exactly. I mean, you can't be human and not have challenges in your life. And no matter how much money you have or no matter how much education you have, no matter what, we're going to all have things that are challenges that happen to us. And so, you know, it's just a lot of it is how you look at it. And sounds like those events of yours are going to be really amazing. People can find out about those and about your music on your website, right?
They sure can. And they can even email me if they want to. It's Kristen@KristenSharma.com. And I'd love to answer any questions. And I think that, you know, back to the, you know, life happening to us, Tony Robbins has a really great saying that I agree with, and I think Wayne Dyer agrees with this too. Life isn't happening to us. Life is happening for us. And oftentimes what we think is, you know, a setback is a setup for the next great thing. And so I've just learned to train my mind to know that if there's a challenge, that something good's on the horizon, it's going to be okay.
Oh, that's a wonderful way to look at it. It really is. And, you know, that's one of the questions that I love, too. I call them the PSQs, problem-solving questions, but also they're positive self-talk questions. And my book is What's Good About This is the first one of them, and that's what you're talking about here is, you know, look at what's good in it. You know, I mean, sometimes you have to look really, really hard to find it. But if you ask that question, it helps you focus on what could be good about it and then expand on that.
Right. There's always a silver lining. Like you said, sometimes you have to look a little harder and longer. But at least in my life, I've always experienced the silver lining where something great happened because maybe something not so great happened, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. Well, we're running out of time. We're going to be cut off pretty soon for the live listeners. And I just want to say thank you so much for being on my show today. Thank you for your music. Thank you for all you're doing to create more love in this world. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for all those same things. I guess ditto back at you. It's been a pleasure being on your show, and I know we'll be staying in touch for a long time. We're like you said, we're kindred spirits.
I agree. Well, bye for now, everyone. I will be talking with you next week. Kristen, thank you again, and I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Bye, everyone.
Bye.